Brothers and sisters, it's really nice to break bread with saints in God's household. And I think on behalf of my father, he wanted to send his greetings. Perhaps, I think because I've never met most of the brothers and sisters here before. I can give you a quick introduction to who I am. As you might figure, I'm originally from Seattle and from the West Coast. My family and I have been in New York now for a little over 3 years. We moved here in the summer of 2010. And so we've been trying to adjust to this East Coast climate. And we've been trying to navigate New York City, which can be a little daunting. Actually, driving out here to Long Island, this is my first time out here in 3 years, but this kind of feels more like home, more like Seattle.
三年来我第一次从纽约市
And certainly when I'm walking around Manhattan, sometimes I wonder what I'm doing in such a crazy place. But the Lord is merciful, and He's been teaching me and my family lessons, spiritual lessons.
感谢主蛮有怜悯他在属灵方面他很教导我们一家
And our journey from the West Coast to the East Coast now is really a story of God's grace and His mercy.
我们从西岸来到东岸这个旅程实在是说出表明神的丰盛的恩典
I mean, coming from the West Coast, nothing against New York, but this was probably the last place I thought I would ever end up. Now I even have a daughter who was born in New York, a born and bred New Yorker. And as we sang this morning, indeed the Lord is faithful and He is gracious. The next time I come back to share with the English speaking group, I'll share more of my own testimony and perhaps it'll be encouraging to the younger ones.
下次我是跟女主的聚会，可能我会更多的分享关于我自己的，可以给年轻人更多的鼓励。
But today I wanted to share with you about a lesson that the Lord has been teaching me recently.
今天我要跟大家分享的是最近主要我所学习的一个功课。
And it comes from the book of Ephesians.
是从以弗所书的经文来的。
And it's Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书五章。
These are words that I'm sure are familiar to many of you.
我想大部分都很认识这段经文。
And I think many of the more senior brothers and sisters can probably teach on these verses far better than I can.
很多年长的比较属灵的弟兄姐妹可能比我更能够教导关于这个。And
I think many of you are probably more qualified to teach on these verses than me, but I'll just share with you a few of the things that the Lord has been showing me personally.
可能你们当中比我更有资格教导这个的，但是我要跟大家分享主所向我启示的几点。
So Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 15 through 18.
以弗所书五章从十五节到十八节。
See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴。因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃又被圣灵充满。
So there's this phrase in verse 16 that in many of the English translations it says make the most of your time, but in the King James Version it's kind of curious, it translates itredeem the time.
很多英文的版本在第十六节说到爱惜光阴，但是在新定本里面翻成是赎回光阴。
And it's this phrase that I'd like us to focus on this morning.
今天早晨我就把我们的重点放在这个句子。
It's kind of a curious phrase to me, redeem the time.
有时候很稀奇结句说赎回光阴。
And so I thought about why this phrase exists here in Ephesians.
我有时候思想为什么在以弗所书这一句为显。
And why does Paul encourage these saints at Ephesus and encourage us to redeem the time?
为什么保罗要劝勉以弗所的信徒跟我们要赎回光阴？
And I think what's first obvious is that if you look right after this phrase, Paul writes, because the days are evil.
原因可能很点名的就是这里保罗所写的，因为说现今的世代邪恶。
And I think it's pretty obvious to us that we are living in a time that can be qualified as evil.
很明显的，我们可以把现在我们生活在这个世代，实在是一个邪恶的世代。
And our society is openly corrupt and sinful in a way that I think previous generations have not seen.
我们的这个世代很公开的，很败坏的，以前的时代从来没有看到的。
In the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, the Lord tells us that there will come days that remind us of the days of Noah and the days of Lot.
在马太福音、路加福音，我们的主也提醒门徒要他们回头看，提醒他们在挪亚跟挪者的日子。
And I think he talks about how prior to the coming of the Son of Man, these days will be like the days of Noah and the days of Lot.
他说到人子来的日子来之前所要临到的就好像挪亚的日子跟挪德的日子。
And if we remember, the days of Noah were characterized as days where the continuous thoughts of man were evil.
我们看到挪亚的日子人的思念都是邪恶。
And if we look at Sodom and Gomorrah, which represent the days of Lot, you can see that they were also very evil and sinful days.
看到罗德的日子就是索多玛、俄摩拉的日子，那日子人都是邪恶。
And one particular sin that we see in the days of Lot was the sin of homosexuality.
我们看 看见罗德的时期，他们的罪就在那些同性乱的软的罪恶里面。
And I think that this sin has become more prevalent today than in any other generation.
所以在现今的时代比以往的时代越来越厉害。
And I think the Lord, for some reason, has allowed us to live in some pretty sinful cities.
但是主不知道什么原因把我们放在这个罪恶的城市里面，我们住在里面。
Prior to living in Manhattan, we came from San Francisco.
我们来Manhattan 之前是在 San Francisco 住的。
And we really got a sense that there was so much open wickedness and open rejection of God's word.
我们看见这些罪恶都是公开的，而且公开的反对神的话。
And we know that much of this movement of gay marriage originated there in San Francisco, and so we got to see how this sprung out of the closet.
我们看见那个同性婚姻的起源在San Francisco， 就从哪边发芽的，就是。
And when you look at this particular sin, it really should remind you. I think if you have a stirring in your spirit, it should remind you of Sodom and Gomorrah.
如果这个故事，如果你真的在属灵上面有敏锐的力量的话，你可就会提醒，这个是从撒大索多玛、俄罗拉。
And so I feel like, brothers and sisters, we're really living in the days of Noah and the days of Lot.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们都感觉到我们是活在挪亚的日子跟罗德的日子。
So I think in this dark generation, the Lord is looking for a testimony.
所以在这个时期神所要的是我。
I think particularly for the young people, this is certainly a most challenging time to live.
对，尤其是对年轻人，这个时期实在是一个非常有挑战的一个。
I mean, I'm actually kind of fearful for my kids who are still really young, but you know, that the challenges they face in today's society, I think, are far greater than what I face, and the temptations that they encounter are so much greater.
所以我为我的孩子也觉得有些害怕，因为他们这个时代所面对的挑战他们所面对的罪恶是何等的越来越严重。
And I think it's just that much harder today to be a testimony for the Lord.
所以现在就越来越对为主做见证越来越困难。
I mean, in the fellowship we meet with in Manhattan, the majority of the people are in their early 20s and in their mid 20s, and you can see the temptations that they face as single young men and women living in New York City.
我们在城里面聚会的地方是大部分很多都是二十出头二十几岁的。
And I actually praise the Lord that I have two little kids that keep us so busy that we don't have time to like indulge in anything in the city.
感谢主，我们有小孩子实在太忙了，我们都没有什么机会说碰到什么在城里面的挑战。
And sometimes I'm actually really thankful to the Lord for the distraction of kids that will that almost serves as a covering sometimes.
虽然说小孩子好像把我们分心了，但是感谢主，但是我们就是免去很多其他的引诱。
So I think in these verses, when the phrase "redeem the time" is used, it's reminding us that we need to be a testimony. We need to be salt and light in this world.
所以这里说到赎回光阴，说到我们要成为神的见证，我们要在地上做光做盐。
particularly light because it's such a dark age right now. The second thing that came to mind is this word redeem. And to me, redeem refers to something that has been lost and now needs to be bought back. Just like the Lord paid a great price, and we're reminded every Sunday morning as we come to the table and look at the bread and the cup, the Lord has redeemed us at such a great price. When we think of redemption, we know that we were the ones who were lost, and by His blood, He has purchased us.
所以说到赎回，我们就是那些那个遗失的、失去的，但是主付出重价把我们买赎回来。So
here, when it talks about redeeming the time, to me, it gives me the sense that our time has been lost, and now we have to, quote unquote, pay a price to get that back.
这里说到赎回光阴，这意思说到我们的光阴已经失去了，我们要付出代价把这个光阴要赎回来。And this
time is the days, the months, the years that the Lord has given us.
这个光阴就是我们的每一天、每一个月、每一个年，主所给我们的。
And I'm sure we've all had instances in our life where we feel like we've wasted a lot of the time that the Lord has given us.
有时候在我们的生活里面、生命里面，我们有些时刻实在是失去神所给我们的每一个时刻。
There probably isn't a single person here, and myself included, where we feel like we've really shortchanged the Lord because He's given us so much.
有时候我们当中，包括我在内，也是觉得我们亏缺了神，因为神实在给我们实在是多而又多。And
I think this is one way that the enemy likes to deceive us. He makes us believe that we have a lot of time.
仇敌常常欺骗我们。
I think when we're young, we feel like we have our whole lives to live.
有时候当我们年轻的时候，我们以为我们还有一生一世可以生活。And
we have our whole lives to serve the Lord and walk with Him, so perhaps we don't need to do so now.
可以服侍主，但是你就可以说可以晚一点才做。To
the few younger people who are in the audience, perhaps you think I'm in school now and I'm so busy. I'll serve the Lord when I graduate and finish with school.
有时候在念书的年轻人以为说，我现在很忙了，可以等到毕业以后才服侍主。
Right now, I'm too busy with my studies, and so I'll put off serving the Lord until a later time.
现在的功课太忙了，可能等一下，晚一点才服侍。I'll
serve the Lord when I have more time, when I'm working, or after I've established my family, or in retirement.
或是等到毕业以后，做事的时候，或是等到。
But from my small amount of experience, I can tell some of the younger ones that life gets busier.
以我自己的经验呢，对年轻人说，你的生活是越来越忙碌。I
feel like now my life is so much busier than when I was a student, even though I couldn't have imagined it as a student.
我现在的生活比当学生的时候，这实在是 忙碌的很多很多。
And I think those of you who are married and have kids will testify the same, that life just becomes busier.
所以我们当中已经有家庭有孩子的可以做为这个做见证，我们的生活是越来越忙碌的。
And I think, and this is my personal thought, but I think if we don't start serving the Lord now where we're at, then even in retirement when we have a lot of time, well, we're going to choose not to.
我的想法就是如果你现在不开始服侍主的话，就算你退休了，你很多时以为很多时间了，但是你也不会开始侍奉。
So the Lord has been reminding me that it is now and it is today that I need to start serving Him and walking with Him.
所以主提醒我这个时刻就是现在就要开始侍奉主与他同行。
And one example in the Bible is that of Enoch.
一个很好的在圣经里面的一个榜样就是以诺。
We know that Enoch was someone who walked with God, but sometimes we forget when he started walking with God.
我们都知道以诺是与主同行的，所以有时候我们忘记了他什么时候开始。
I think, you know, the whole story of Enoch can be summed up in 4 verses, right? Found in Genesis chapter 5.
以诺的故事可以用四节来总结在创世纪的第五章。
We know in Genesis 5, 21 through 24, it basically, in a couple of sentences, gives the whole story of Enoch.
在五章的二十一节开始可以把以诺的一生总结出来。
It says, Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years. And he begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Enoch were 365. And Enoch walked with God, and he was no more, for God took him.
以诺活了65岁，生了马祖萨拉。以诺生马祖萨拉以后，与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了365岁。以诺与神同行，神将他他就不再世了。
I think it was after the birth of my second daughter that these words really hit home to me.
所以对我来讲，当我们生了第二个女儿之后，这段经文就是对我很有感触。
This really struck a chord with me because I was just so busy with our older daughter who was 3 at the time, and then a newborn, and many of you who have had children can testify to how busy one gets with a 3-year-old and a newborn.
为什么这个经文对我很大感触？因为当生老二的时候，老大才三岁，你可想象是多么的又忙大的也忙小的。
And so if you look at these verses, Enoch started walking with God after he had Methuselah.
这里告诉我们以诺是生了马祖萨拉以后才与神同行。
And I think I was in such awe because I realized that, you know, in my mind, in my younger days, I pictured Enoch walking alone with God in the wilderness, for instance.
年轻的时候我所对这个经文想象是以诺是在这个旷野里面与神同行。
But really here, Enoch is walking with God in the busyness of life.
但是其实以诺是在他忙碌的生活里面与神同行。
I'm sure Methuselah as a baby, you know, was just as, you know, needed just as much care as my daughter.
所以刚生下来的马祖萨拉的话，一个小婴孩也是好像我们的小女儿的时候一样的需要照顾。
I'm sure Enoch was just as busy providing for his family, you know, changing diapers, feeding his kids.
所以以诺也是他的家里
But it says Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah.
但是经文告诉我们，以诺是生了马土撒拉以后是与神同行。
And it wasn't just one child; he had many sons and daughters.
啊，不单单是一个小孩，乃是他生儿养女很多的儿女。
You know.To me, this is just amazing because he walked with God in a way that was so pleasing to God and yet had all this busyness of life. I mean, sometimes I think if I can get away from my family for a little bit and just walk with God in isolation,You know, the focus would be there.
所以有时候以为可以离开家里一段时期，可以与神同行，可能我的个注意力集中的可以在神的身上。
Particularly my younger one, who's now two, is so demanding and is making messes everywhere, and it's just very draining.
有些小的常常弄到一团糟。实在是要求很多，需要很大的力气去照顾他。
But Enoch walked with God while dealing with all his children and his living and providing for his family.
但是我们看到以诺在他生活里面，他要养家，他要活养活儿女。
And this was why I believe Enoch was such a precious example, especially to those of us with kids.
所以我觉得以诺实在是一个非常宝贵的，对我们来讲是一个宝贵的例子，尤其是我好像我们当中有家庭的弟兄姐妹。
And these verses tell us that Enoch was so precious to God that God just took him away one day.
经文说到以诺这是对神来讲非常之宝贝到有一天神把他接上去。
And along with Elijah, we know that he was only one of two human beings who never had to face death.
我们知道除了以诺另外有以利亚就是有地上两个人从来没有看见死亡。
So these verses, along with those in Ephesians, really remind me that I need to fully commit myself to God and to do it today.
所以以弗所书这段经文提醒我，我要完全的把我们自己献给神就是现在。
In all the busyness of life, we.Have to walk with the Lord and children and our family and our careers, even our studies can't become an excuse.
所以虽然我们的有我们的生活、我们的工作、我们的学业，但是这些对与神同行不是一个借口。
You know, Enoch was someone who walked by faith, and you find him in that.Hebrews 11, what I like to call a hall of fame of faith.
所以我们在希伯来书也看到这个信心的名人录里面，他是因着信与神同行。
Hebrews also reminds us in the earlier chapters that today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
所以好像在希伯来书的前几章也提醒我们。如果我们知道现今的时代的话，我们不要硬着我们的心。
Because time just goes by so fast. You know, I recently realized that it's been 20 years since I first left home and went to college.
所以光阴实在很快的过去。看我自己。一下离家去上大学，一下就过了二十年。
And I'm sure some of the older ones in the audience can testify that time really goes by so fast.
所以我们当中的弟兄姐妹也可以做见证，我们的光阴实在很快就过去。
And if we don't take hold of the opportunities that the Lord gives us, they disappear.
如果我们不抓住主给我们的机会的话，这个机会一下就过去。
You know, there are periods in my life where I feel like I wasted many weeks or months and even years.
所以我回想的话，我实在是真的浪费不小的时间，不小的月，不小的年。
There are times where I think I've drifted from the Lord, or my spiritual walk just kind of remained stagnant.
好像有些日子我实在是随流西去，有时候与主同行的生活实在是停顿。
And it's in these times where this verse found in the prophet Joel's writings are really encouraging to me.
就好像先知约珥告诉我们的话，实在是对我们很大的激励。
I'm sure many of you know Joel 2:25.
有些人你们当中可能也知道约珥书的2:25.
The first part just says, "I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten."
就是我还给你们的蝗虫所吃的。
And there are many valleys in my life, times in my life where I feel like I'm walking on a treadmill and not getting anywhere spiritually.
有时候在生活里面就好像一个走在一个跑步机上面，不知道跑步去哪里。
And I pray that during those times God would apply this verse to my life.
所以有时候在我的生命里面，神会把这段经文应用在我的实际的生活里。
You know, He's always faithful and He's always good when we turn back to Him.
所以每次我们回转去到神的面前的时候，神是何等的信息，他是满了恩典。
And I feel like the Lord in my life has been really merciful, especially in the times where I've wasted away long periods.
尤其是当想到我所浪费的时光光阴的时候，神是对我是何等的怜悯。
And I think when we do turn back to God and realize His goodness and faithfulness, then our response will be hallelujah and amen.
当我们回转的时候，回转到他的，因为他实在是恩典怜悯，所以我们就因着他接纳我们，我们感谢赞美他。
So there's this phrase, redeem the time. And I think the Lord has revealed to me how we can redeem the time.
所以这句说到赎回光阴，神是在向我启示怎样去赎回这个光阴。
And I'll share with you the three aspects of how we do this, and what the Lord has shown me.
我想跟大家分享主怎么向我启示怎么赎回光阴。
And so, all three are found within these verses in Ephesians chapter 5.
这三方面的我要跟大家分享都是在以弗所书第五章里面。
The first is found in verse 15 where it talks about walking carefully and with wisdom.
就在第十五节告诉我们要谨慎行事。
It's a reminder that we have to be cautious in our walk, particularly in these end days.
提醒我们要谨慎行事，尤其是在这个末后的时代里面。
You know, if we look at Psalm 90, where Moses testifies of his life.
我们看到在诗篇90篇，摩西怎样见证他自己的生命。
In Psalm 90, verse 12, Moses writes, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom."
在诗篇九十篇十二节摩西说，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Related to redeeming the time is this idea of numbering our days.
就是我们要赎回我们的光阴，就是叫我们要数算我们自己的日子。
So, what does it mean to number our days?
数算自己的日子是什么意思呢？
And I think college students actually have a good idea of what this is.
大学生可能有一些知道这里什么意思。
I think without realizing it, they are actually numbering their days during the school year.
可能他们不知道，但是在他们的学习里面，他们在一直在数算他们的日子。
And for those that have been out of college for a long time, I'll remind you that when you first enter a class, you're given what's called a syllabus.
所以你们有些已经离开学校的，你们记得当你去第一次上课的时候，他会给你一个课程表。
And as an incoming student, you take the syllabus and you see on it a schedule.
所以新来的学生拿到这个课程表，就知道这个时间的安排。
These days in my life, because I'm on the other side of things, I'm the one that comes up with the syllabus and hands it out to the students.
但是现今我是在另外一面，我因为我是做老师的，我是要弄好这个时间表。
And if you go down to the end of that schedule, there's a final exam, and there's a date usually.
如果来到那个课程表的幕后，就是这个做大考，这个大 final 这个大考，而且有一个预期。
And so, it means that you have a certain amount of time, before that final exam.
意思就是到大考的以前，你有一段时间。
We have that much amount of time to get our work done and to prepare for that date.
告诉你有什么功课要做，要怎么样预备去考这个大考。
And so if we're a prudent and if we're a diligent student, you know, we start preparing and we figure out, we calculate how many weeks, months, days, and even hours before your exam.
所以如果你是勤快的话，很就为预算，大概你有几个礼拜，几个月，多少天，几个小时去预备考这个大考。
So in a sense, you're actually numbering your days.
就是说你是数算你的日子。
And I remember I wasn't always the most diligent student, and so, you know, you would calculate how many hours you had the night before this 8 a.m. exam.
所以我其实不是那个最勤快的，有时候到大考以前几个钟头还在数算，还有几个钟头到八点钟的大考的开始。
And perhaps some of you may have the same experience of cramming all night long before that exam.
可能你们也有这个经验，到大考前一个晚上就开始念书
and
准备考试。
And we know that those that procrastinate and cram at the end generally don't do as well as those that have prepared throughout the course.
通常那些延后到最后才努力的跟那些预早准备的，通常他们的成绩不会他们那么好。
So I wasn't like that in all of my classes, but there were a select few where you really felt like you had to cram everything in at the end.
当然我不是每一课都是同样的。这个情形有一两课可能也需要临考试以前要要准备。
But either way, whether we're preparing beforehand or whether we're cramming, we're trying to meet a certain deadline.
不管你预先准备或是这临级的时候才准备，但是你还是要有一定的时间。
And we're working towards a purpose.
我们都是为着一个目标来准备。
And so when we number our days, spiritually, I think we begin to walk with purpose.
所以当我们的属灵方面，我们如果能够数算的话，我们就是有一个目标去行事。
So just like the student is numbering his or her days until that final exam,
就好像一个学生为着他那个大考来数算他的日子。
When we number our days spiritually, we walk with purpose.
所以如果我们属灵方面数算我们的日子的话，我们要为着这个目标，为着这个旨意来行事。
And I think the perfect example of this was our Lord Jesus.
一个最完美的例子就是我们主耶稣。
And when he began his ministry at age 30,
当他30岁开始服事的时候，
he knew exactly how many days he had from his baptism in the Jordan to his final walk to Calvary.
所以从他受浸那一天到他走上各个他知道他有多少天。
And he knew he had less than 3.5 years.
他知道他的时间不够三年半。
He knew exactly how many months, weeks, days, minutes he had.
他知道他所有的是多少年、多少月、多少日、多少。
Because he is God. He is all knowing.
因为他是神，他是全知的。
And because he knew exactly what day he would go up onto Calvary.
因为他知道准确的哪一天他会上到各个。
Because he knew the day of his crucifixion.
因为他知道他要被钉十字架的哪一天。
I think he walked every single day with purpose.
所以他每一天都是为着这个。
Every day was lived with purpose.
他活是为着这个旨意。
And every moment of every day was lived with purpose.
每一天的每一刻，他是为着这个终极的旨意。
And every action, every word was spoken with purpose.
所以每一个言行都是为着这个旨意。
It's kind of interesting when we read through the Gospels, we always get a sense that our Lord Jesus was kind of in a hurry. The word immediately is used a lot in the English translations.
所以我们读福音书的时候常常看见主的行动是马上所以他的动作是很快。
You always got a sense that the Lord went from one place to the next, and there was always a sense of urgency.
所以主从一个地方到另外一个地方，他就是一个紧迫的情形下。
Because he knew that his time was limited.
因为他知道他的时间是有限。
So no actions and no energy was wasted.
所以没有一个行动，没有一个时间是浪费的。
He tells us that he only spoke and conducted himself in the way that he saw his father doing so.
因为他说他所说的，他所做的。
And so I think if we live in a similar manner to our Lord Jesus, we will walk with purpose.
所以如果我们的行事跟我主一样的话，我们每做一样事都是有一个目的的。
And Ephesians tells us that if we are careful with how we walk, then we will be applying our hearts unto wisdom.
所以以弗所书告诉我们，如果我们谨慎行事的话，我们就把行事像一个智慧人。
Yeah. And in doing so, we will be redeeming the time.
同时就是我们就能赎回我们的光阴。
And so that's the first point. Our walk needs to be a careful one, one that is thoughtful.
所以我们能够行事谨慎，这个是第一点。
Number two is found in verse 17, and that is understanding the Lord's will.
第二点是在17节要明白主的旨意如何。
What is His will for our lives individually, and what is His will for His church?
他对我们的个人的旨意是什么呢？对教会的旨意是什么呢？
Do we believe he has a will for my life, and am I willing to trust him to lead me down that path?
我们是不是相信他对我的生命有一个旨意，我们就 顺着这个旨意来行事来生活呢？
Oftentimes we believe in our hearts that He has our best interests for us, but then, you know, our minds get in the way. We think we need to make decision A instead of decision B because our minds tell us that's the best route.
我们虽然心里面知道他在我们身上有美好的旨意，但是我们的脑袋我们的想法可能以为这个是比另外一个好。
We think the Lord isn't looking out for us if, you know, we don't get a particular test score or get into a particular college or major or career.
如果我们的成绩不好，或是跟我们所选择的不一样的话，可能以为主没有看顾我们。
But we don't realize until we look retrospectively, when we look back, that the Lord really did have our best interests for us.
但是真的到我们回想的时候，我们才发觉主实在是为着我们的好处处处看顾我们。
And the sad reality is that when it's in our older age that we realize that when we look back, the Lord did lead me every step of the way.
真实的话，当我们年老回想我们一生的时候，我们知道主实在我们一生里面一步一步的带领我们。
In Isaiah 55 verse 8 it says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
所以在以赛亚书55章主说我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
Verse 9.
照样我的道路高过你的道路，我的意念高过你的意念。
We're so short-sighted, we can only see what's happening now.
所以我们都很短见，只顾着现在发生的事。
For the students, you may say, you know, I didn't get a certain test score, I didn't get a certain SAT score, I didn't get into Columbia or Cornell. You know, what is the Lord doing in my life?
所以我们中间的年轻学生可能说，我没有得到什么成绩，这个也得不到什么我要的科目，主实在是要给我的给我什么呢？
But we don't see that the Lord has the best plan for us.
要叫我们看不见神对我们的计划。
You know, he is from eternity to eternity, and he, you know, is not limited by time like we are.
因为我们的神是从永远到永远的，他不会限制在我们的时间。
And he is sovereign and he is all knowing, and so that should allow us to trust in him.
因为他是主权的神所以我是配得我们的对他的信靠。
You know, in my life, I look back and see how he has engineered and designed circumstances and environments in my life.
所以我自己回想我一生的时候我都看见他怎么样设计怎么来坐在我的生活里面。
For example, when I was applying to graduate school, after I finished my undergrad days, I had certain schools in mind that I thought I'd like to go to, and then there were certain doors that the Lord closed and others that He opened.
就好像我大学毕业要申请研究院的时候，有时候主开一扇门，也关一扇门。
I had left home, if you remember, at the age of 18, I believe, and for some reason the Lord opened the door for me to go back home, so I did my graduate work at the University of Washington in Seattle.
所以我18岁就开始去大学，但是主的安排。我要回到西雅图华盛顿大学的回去念研究院。
And I wasn't really sure why the Lord had me back home. I mean, I thought it was nice to be close to family and see old friends.
我不知道为什么主安排要我回到家里这段时间念研究院。
But it was,
主实在是有他的美意。
But it was the first year of grad school where I met my future wife.
但是发生就是我研究院的第一年我就遇见我的现在的太太。
And we got married towards the end of my grad school.
所以我快毕业以前我们就结婚了。
And the Lord led me into the field where I now do research.
主也带领我到现在我的工所做的是研究的工作里面。
And it's only in retrospect where we see, okay, the Lord led me from here to here to here with a because He had a plan in mind.
只有我们回首看的时候，我们才知道主一步一步的在我们身上有美好的计划。
Had I gone to a different city or a different university, my life could have ended up pretty different.
如果我去不同的学校、不同的城市的话，我的生命就完全的不一样。
So in reflection, we always see, okay, the Lord led me in a certain way because He had the best plan in mind.
所以当我们回想的时候，我们知道主有他的计划在我们身上。
So probably, even though now I sometimes question why I'm in New York City, probably 10 years down the road, I'll look back and go, aha, that's why the Lord wanted me here.
有时候我会质问为什么现在我住在纽约市，但是过了十年以后可能就知道哦，原来如此。
And I'll realize that His ways are higher than my ways, and His thoughts are far beyond my thoughts.
所以我们都知道他的道路高过我们的道路，他的意念高过我们的意念。
And so, you know, the way we redeem the time is we have to understand His will for our lives.
当我们要赎回光阴的时候，我们的要明白他在我们生活里面他有他的计划。
And beyond us, just as importantly, we have to understand what His will is for His church.
所以在我们也要明白他在他的教会有什么美好的旨意。
We have to realize that He is building His church and we have to know our part.
我们要明白他是要建造他的教会，我们要知道我们的本分。
And so the last point is found in verse 18, and that is be filled with the Spirit.
最后一方面是说到是在十八节里面要被圣灵充满。
When our spirit is in tune with the Holy Spirit, then we will walk upright.
如果我们的灵与圣灵合作的话，我们是成为行事正直。
And our walk will be on a heavenly plane, one that, like what it says in the scripture, will be seated with Him in the heavenly places.
我们的就好像经文里面，我们都会与他一同在高天之上。
I like that hymn that's in our hymnal called Higher Ground, where the writer describes himself walking on a higher plane with our Lord.
就好像我们诗歌里面说我们在更高之处。
And I believe that in that hymn you'll notice from one verse to the next, there is a progression, and as we grow spiritually in the Lord, our footsteps go up and up.
我们如果看见诗歌里面一节一节是引领我们进步的，是把我们的属灵的好像一级一级的往上提升。
And when we're filled with His Spirit, our eyes will be heavenward.
当我们被圣灵充满的时候，我们的眼目就是望天的就往上看的。
We know that this was the case with the Apostle Paul.
He
his eyes were set heavenward, upward.
他的眼目是往上的，是往上天的。
And he encourages the saints at Philippi, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
他觉得好像他在勉励腓立比信徒说他是向着标杆疾跑，要得来得神在基督耶稣里从下面到我来得的奖赏。
The call is from upward.
这个是从下面到我来的。
And if we heed that call, we will, our walk should be upward.
所以这个向上的呼召，应该我们的形式，我们的与主同行是也是往上。
I mean, the very simple example is if someone is calling youand you want to head to that person, you follow the direction that voice is leading you.
就好像有人呼召你的时候，你回应就是向着呼召你的方向。
And we walk toward the direction that voice is coming from.
我们就向着那个呼召你的声音的方向走。
Unless you're like my 2-year-old who walks the other way.
不然的话，像我的两岁女儿，她是反方向走另外一个。
But if we heed the call of our Heavenly Father, then our walk should be upward, because that is where our call comes from.
所以如果我们听见我们父神的呼召的时候，我们的是应该往上走的，因为他是从上头来呼召我们。
But practically, this can be oftentimes very difficult because we are so of the earth and we are so worldly. I mean, we are still flesh, and so there are so many challenges to walking upward.
有时候这对于我们来讲是非常大的挑战，因为我们实在是活在地上，我们是还是蛮有肉体，活在肉体里面。
And like I shared earlier, the challenges that I see in some of the young people in our gathering in Manhattan, there are just so many temptations, there are so many things, so many other voices in this world that are drawing us.
所以好像我们在城里面的这些年轻人的聚会的时候，我看见他们所面对着何等的挑战，他们的试探这个地上的试探是何等的大。
There are many enticements in this world that are very attractive. No matter what age we are, we might not be tempted by some of the things we were tempted by in our youth, but certainly there are career ambitions and other ambitions that even older folks are tempted by.
他们说很多试探的东西把他们吸引去不然的话也在他们的事业各样方面对他们所的试探引诱也是很大。
You know, when the Lord talks about his return and how it'll be like the days of Noah and the days of Lot, he gives a very stern warning in Luke chapter 17. There's a very short verse there, and it simply says in verse 32, Remember Lot's wife. 3 words.
所以主提醒我们的时候说到我们现今的世代是罗德的世代的时候他特别在路加福音提到你要记得罗德的日子，看罗德的妻子的下场。
Three words. That's probably one of the shortest verses in the Bible. Remember Lot's wife. And it's a very harsh reminder of what it's like to be sucked in by the world.
所以非常短的一节说到你记得罗德的妻子说到怎么世界把我们吸引过去。
You remember the story how all she did was glance back and she turned into a pillar of salt.
你记得她唯一的动作就是回头一看，她一回头一看，她人就变成一个盐柱。
If we're consumed by the world, then we compromise our spiritual life.
所以我们跟世界妥协的时候，我们就把我们的 属灵的生命都毁坏。
So what is it that we place above our Lord? Do we place our families, or our school, or our career, our homes, our wealth?
我们把什么摆在我们的主以上呢？是你的工作吗？事业吗？学业吗？你的财富吗？
You know, in the blink of an eye, these things can be taken away from us.
一瞬间的这些东西就可以从你手上拿去。
So the Lord, in his harsh reminder of remember Lot's wife, gave his disciples this very stern warning.
所以主给门徒一个很严厉的一个提醒，要他们不要忘记罗德的妻子的事情。
You know, when we spoke earlier about numbering our days, another meaning behind that is that we know that our day on this earth will one day end.
当我们要数算我们的日子的时候，我们要记得在地上的日子有一天要完。
And we don't know when that day is.
我们不知道哪一日是什么，是哪一日。
You know, just this past week, one of my colleagues at the University of Connecticut passed away very suddenly.
就好像过去一周我一个同事在康州大学一个同事他一下就过去。
Even as I was considering what I was going to share this morning, it was just such a sudden wake-up call for me.
所以当我预备今天早晨要分享的这个消息对我来讲是一个好像一个提醒，一个提醒。
These words, redeem the time and number our days, really had a practical meaning to me when I saw him, saw this news that he had passed away. He was hiking with his wife in Italy and all of a sudden had a cardiac arrest.
当我看见这个听到这个消息，他太太在意大利跑步的时候就突然就过去了，是在提醒我我们要怎么提醒我怎么样要赎回我们的光阴跟数算我们的日子。
It was such a sharp reminder that life is very short and we need to take hold of every opportunity to walk with the Lord.
所以提醒我们生命是何等的短促我们要抓住每一个机会与主同行。
It was a reminder to me that every single day that the Lord gives us is a blessing.
提醒我们每一天我们跟主在一起实在都是很大的祝福。
So may we take hold of those opportunities and may we present unto him this heart of wisdom.
所以我们要抓住每一个机会把我们自己的机会献在他的面前。
You know, I think most of us know that the Lord is doing a work of recovery both within the individual as well as corporately in his body.
我们都知道主的工作是在恢复我们每一个恢复他的教会，也恢复每一个在身体里面的。
Sometimes we might be slow to realize this, but we have to recognize that he is sovereign.
虽然我们有时候看不出认不到主的工作，但是主是主权，就是在主的手里。
And, you know, when he does work in us individually or as a group, hopefully our response is not to kick against the goads like Saul did.
所以他的工作不但在我们个人的身上，也在一个团体，就是教会的身上。所以我们不应该好像扫罗所做的，就是要剃那个刺。
He's trying to do a work in us, and I think the sooner we come to recognize that, the sooner we'll work in harmony with him rather than try to oppose him.
如果我们越早认出他在我们身上的工作的话，我们越能够与主配合。
So hopefully these simple thoughts of mine will be a good reminder both to me as well as to brothers and sisters that our Lord's return is near, and he wants us to be prepared.
所以希望这些话能够提醒你，也能够提醒我， 因为他的回来的日子就近了，所以我们要预备好。
We praise the Lord because He is gracious and merciful, and in my life particularly, He's been very patient.
我们感谢赞美主，因为他实在是蛮有恩典，蛮有怜悯，尤其是在我的生命里面，他特别的包容。
And so, perhaps we can close with a word of prayer.
我们结束有点祷告。
Lord, I thank you that even though I am so stubborn and slow, you continue to not let me go.
主，感谢你，虽然我们这么顽梗，我们这么慢的回应，但是你总不放弃我们。
Lord, I thank you because your patience is endless, and you have shown me love and compassion and mercy that certainly I wouldn't have shown myself.
主，你是怎么忍耐我们你向我们所显的是何等的慈爱、恩典和怜悯。
Lord, I pray that you would impress upon our hearts what it means to redeem the time and to take hold of the opportunities that you have given us.
主，让你的这些话深深的印在我们心里面，让我们看见我们怎样要赎回我们的日子，要抓紧你给我们的每一个机会。
Teach us to number our days that we might present unto thee a heart of wisdom.
教导我们怎么数算我们的日子，好让我们得着智慧的心。
We thank you for continuing to do your work within your church.
感谢你，你继续做工在你的教会。
Lord, you are adorning and preparing the bride for your return.
你要预备装饰。整齐你的信徒来准备你的预备你的再来。
And Lord, for this we offer you our worship and our gratitude.
主，我们为着这个，我们献上我们的敬拜，我们的感恩。
And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.